Jay, that'd be a mobile.
Where are you wandering off to today, W2T? Just sitting here.
One of my least favorite things ever, Rusty. I gotta go to the dentist. Get the final stages of a crown put on. The last thing, get it put on. Hopefully that won't hurt. They said it'd take 45 minutes. I don't know what takes 45 minutes to put a crown on. But anyway, what are you up to?
Let me get a haircut here in about 15, 20 minutes. I'm just waiting on that. Then I gotta go grocery shopping. And I got a dental appointment later this week myself, so not looking forward to that because he's going to tell me I need to have a bunch of work done. But I knew it, so anyway, yeah, I'll deal with it when the time comes, you know.
Get off too long. I did that for 10 years while I was working hard and lots of hours, and I said, nah, there's no time. Nah, there's no time. There'll be time for that later. Well, 10 years later, I paid for it with a ton of dental work.
Bunch done, but I got to have some more done, and it's going to be expensive. That's the problem.
Didn't go far like it used to with dental. I remember the last one I had, they'd only pay like $1,500 a year total. Once they reach that, you're on your own.
And all mine, I've got two coverages, so mine covers a little bit more than that, but still, you know, between the two of them, they're gonna wangle their part of it. And, you know, one of them's my Medicare, the group that handles my Medicare, and the other's my military retirement, TRICARE, so we'll see what happens.
This bracket is a pain. They didn't learn, like, when we create widgets in manufacturing, you're making something, you're building a product, you pay thousands and thousands of dollars for the mold, but then you get pennies for that for each part because you make hundreds and thousands of parts. And that way, you know, economies of scale works. For medical and dental and eyes and all that, they want you to pay for the whole factory with every time you use it. They missed the freaking boat.
Want you to pay for it up front. They, you know, no paying for it when the job is done.
And you know, it's our own fault. We let them get away with that because we got insurance, and insurance paid it, and then insurance later came back and said, I'm not paying all that. You guys are going to pay that. So there you go. Now insurance isn't really insurance anymore.
You identified the problem.
And also. Anyway, well, have fun at your dentist.
Yeah, I'm griping and complaining. I think somebody else is in there. Sound a little bit like Glenn, but I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Thought I stopped coughing. Yeah, you identified the problem. Insurance actually is the problem. And I'll tell you why. I remember going to doctors, you know, 45, 50 years ago, and, you know, he had the exam table, the eye chart, the jars of tongue depressors and crap, a few other things in the cabinet, but it was a pretty Spartan place. However, he couldn't get away with charging the patient more than what a working class person could pay, you know, a $5 or $10 visit. Problem now is when insurance starts creeping in, now someone else is paying. And it gets worse and worse and worse and worse over time. So now the doctor's office looks like the sick bay of the Enterprise. You know, the newer Enterprise, not the original one. So he got all these doodads and doohickeys. He's got a blood analyzer unit. He's got an x-ray unit. Heck, he might even have an MRI unit, which is the sort of thing that years ago they would all have to share an x-ray unit. So let me drop here. The thing is, you know, when someone else is paying, there's no incentive to contain costs. Now you're paying for the x-ray unit, the MRI unit, the little mini lab that's in his office. Okay, maybe he and a bunch of doctors, other doctors there, share it, but still. And now his fees are not $5 or $10. They might be $150 or $200. So it's sort of what you said. This is a crisis of our own making. But it's also the insurance companies. It used to be some policy your employer gave you, which was a very minimal policy, and then the policies got bigger and bigger and bigger, and the premiums got bigger, and they started to cover less and less. And now if you're like me, you're basically barefoot. You can't afford to go to a doctor anyway.
Be back shortly. I got a phone call. WU2T.
Oh, hi, Rusty. And this will probably be my next to last one because I am going down Poinsett right before I turn into my dentist's office. But Glenn, it sounds like I got you. It sounds like it's a sore spot for you as much as it is for me. It's the guy's missed the boat is what bothers me. And yeah, we might be the ones that let it happen. But somehow it has to get back to supply and demand. And the supply is artificially inflated because of the intermediary called an insurance company that all they're doing is making money off of it. They're not really offering any value. Anyway, I got to go, Glenn, because I got to go in here. I've only got 4 minutes to get in front of the window. Anyway, hope I didn't rile your feathers too much there, Glenn. Good to hear you. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
KD2BNG. No, you're not. I'm not saying anything I haven't been saying for years, but all right, go to the dentist. And, you know, you're like me. You put it off for too long until the point where 2-3 years ago I had to have an emergency root canal, as if there's any really such thing as a non-emergency root canal. So he had a root canal on one tooth, and there's another one that's not looking too good either. Again, you put it off too long. Anyway, 73s, you have a good day. Go to KD2BZ.
W4DJW, clear.